Just starting off a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I'm Melanie Wells. I am from Keokuk originally, born and raised, and I've lived a lot of my adult life out of Keokuk. But over the last 35 years, 25 of those years, I actually owned and operated my own successful interior design business. My clientele, even when I lived in Keokuk, wasn't mostly in Keokuk. It was people from all over the world. So I've had the opportunity to live in other cities, to travel to other cities, to see what works and what doesn't work there.
Why did you decide that you wanted to run to be the next mayor of Keokuk?
Well, with a lot of thought and many months of it, I did decide to, only because having lived in other communities outside of Keokuk most of my adult life, I've seen what works and what doesn't work in those other cities. And I care about Keokuk. You know, I'm born and raised here. My family is one of the original founding families of Keokuk. I've always invested in Keokuk. Even when I didn't live here, I owned property here because I knew that someday Keokuk could come back around. It wasn't happening, and yet I do see a vision for the future of Keokuk. I do have hopes for the future of Keokuk, and I do intend to invest in the future of Keokuk. And I decided I needed to do it. I needed to come out of semi-retirement and do it because I care that much about the community and the people who live here.
First off, with what you see working, what is working in Keokuk?
In Keokuk, what is working? You better re-ask that one. Let's see. You know, as I'm going around talking to people, I'm kind of telling them what I want to do that I know does work, and I'm investing in the people of Keokuk. I want to start mentorship programs. Our median age in Keokuk is 40 years old, if you can believe that. And yet we have the highest poverty in the state of Iowa, and possibly per population, the highest poverty in this whole country. That tells me that we have not invested in the people of Keokuk. You can try to bring in all the new industries that you want, the new businesses you want, but why would somebody want to come here if you don't even invest in your own people? I want to invest in my people. I want to teach people who are on welfare how to take care of themselves. I've already talked to some girls. I talked to a young lady the other day who is a mother of three, and she, you know, she doesn't know anything. I asked her, would you be interested in learning how to do what we call sustainable gardening, growing your own vegetables and canning them? She said, I would love to. You know, it would help me to get out of the house and to do physical things, and it could involve the kids too. And it kind of, she thought it would be a great release of stress. And exactly. So if you invest in somebody and you teach them something and you empower somebody, when you make them a better person, it makes the whole community a better community. And that's really my goal, is to really invest in the people of this community, and the rest will begin to take care of itself. New businesses will open up. You know, people will want to come here because they see that we're all working together now. We're all trying to make it work. But it takes a community to make it work. Not one mayor or one city manager can do it themselves. Their job, really, the best job a manager can do is finding the right people and putting those people together. And that's what makes it work.
I guess tying off the last question and looking at it from the city government perspective, is city government working here in Keokuk?
You know, in some ways, yes, and in some ways, no. The government, I hear, everybody tells me that they feel like there's a very big disconnect between City Hall and the citizens. And I want to bridge that disconnect. One of the programs I want to get going is we have two city council meetings a month. Once a month, I want those council members to be out in their wards, talking to their people, finding out what those people's concerns are, looking at their wards, and physically seeing what needs to be addressed in that ward. You know, the neighborhood gardens I want to create. I want to have neighborhood gardens in each neighborhood that somebody can just walk across the street or down the block and have their own garden. And by doing stuff like that and getting out and getting involved in the people, you have the communication going again. And then they don't feel so disconnected, and they're more inclined to get involved in what happens in the city, both on both ends of it, government and with the people. But you have to work together. Government can't just jump in and control people without knowing what it takes to control them.
What's the biggest challenge facing the city and its residents right now?
right now revenue, trying to build revenue with a declining population that we have right now. We have to learn to work within the budget that we have. There's going to have to be cutbacks made right now to certain things that you don't want to have to cut back on, but you can't keep going in debt. We're going to be bankrupt in no time if we continue to go in debt. Until we can figure it out and work it out on our own and start building our own businesses in town, we're not going to get any new revenue to come in town. But just by building our own businesses, we're going to start creating more revenue. When the revenue comes, you can bring back some of those things that you like to have right now. But, yeah, there's going to have to be some budget cuts made in different places. And I have to look at the city budget before I can really determine where they're going to be made. And I'm going to work with our tax man, you know, or accountant. Thank you. I hope you're editing this. But, you know, to see, you know, where he thinks it's best. But I'm a numbers person and haven't had my own business for 25 years. I understand, you know, the value of looking at your money and not spending more than you're really bringing in and looking at the future and understanding what it's going to take in that future to bring the same amount of amenities to a situation or to a city as you're bringing now. It always continues to increase. So we've got to build that revenue, but we have to first build it within what we have and work with what we have. And then the new stuff and the new people begin to come into this town.
Obviously, the city council has the vote on the budget. The mayor does not. How would you address the budget? What would your role be? What do you see yourself doing during the budget process? How would you have the mayor's office working as the next budget is crafted?
You know, I would work definitely with the city accountant. We have an accountant for a reason. And as I said, I'm a numbers person. I've had my own business for 25 years, so I know what it takes sometimes to rob Peter to pay Paul and stuff like that. But education, you know, teaching somebody about the financial responsibility of it, you know, just because you sit on the city council doesn't mean you know everything. Nobody knows everything. I'm a good numbers person, but I'm not saying I know everything, and that's why we have a city accountant. So, you know, you work with what you've got, but I would try to educate them on really, if we have to cut something, why we need to cut it, why it makes sense to cut something, you know, why it makes sense to invest in something. You utilize the best of what you have. So you got an accountant. You take his advice, you know, you listen to what he's got to say and utilize it. But you also have to look at the way it affects the city. So, you know, just like with cutting a police officer, I wouldn't make a financial stand on that until I talk to the police force. I'm not a policeman. I do not know how to run a police department. And I would no way assume that I could just cut a police officer because it was financially feasible. If it wasn't what was right for the community, you know, because then your crime goes up. And when you have crime, you're not going to get somebody to move into here. You're not going to get anybody who's here to invest into the community if your crime continues to go up. So you have, you know, you have to weigh the pros and cons. But that's why you hire people who are professionals in those fields and you take their advice and you weigh them.
You mentioned the investment in the community. Some areas of town have not had the investment. They're falling behind in terms of appearance and such. How, as mayor, would you work to get a better look for Keokuk, to improve the appearance, to get people behind fixing up their areas?
You know, you lead by example. And I've done that in the past, and I continue to do that in the future. Just the other day, I was over walking West K. You know, everybody's been complaining about the streets and their sidewalks. I'm not going to tell you, citizens, you go take a walk in West K. They don't even have sidewalks. South 7th Street, they do, but then you've got all the traffic on South 7th Street, but they don't even have sidewalks. And yet, I did not hear one complaint from anybody over there about that. They were just so thrilled that I knocked on their door and introduced myself to them. They, you know, it's like they're part of this city, and yet they're so forgotten. They shouldn't be. Nobody should be forgotten. So I want people to understand that we're all in this together. We all need to learn to work together. You know, if one person has an abundance of flowers in their garden, and yet their neighbor has nothing, why don't you offer to give your neighbor some of them? I have a lot of perennials. I know you have to thin them out over time. What do you do with them? Give them to your neighbor. Teach them how to plant some flowers in their yard, and then their yard will look as good as your yard eventually. But work together. Work with each other. That's really what I want to instill, is neighbors being neighbors again. You know, getting to know each other. Instead of always looking at the negative side of somebody, find a positive thing about them, because everybody's got something positive about themselves.
Does that go into working with neighbor communities, neighbor counties and such? Is Keokuk doing enough to maybe share costs with other counties or other cities and stuff, looking to see if there's opportunities? Is that something that you would look at more?
No. Yes, definitely. I would look at that. And is Keokuk doing enough? No. You know, Keokuk and Fort Madison have had a rivalry going on for years and years and years. Hello. We are so close together. You know, basically, we could be one city. For most of the cities I've lived in, we could technically be one city. We need to start working together. We need to reach out, not just to Fort Madison, to Nauvoo, to Warsaw, to Quincy, to Burlington. We all, if as a region we can be successful, then we're all going to be successful. But we can't do it by ourselves, and we need to get off of this ego trip thinking we can all do it alone. We can't. You know, they say it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a region to make a city.
An issue that has been brought up, and you've been directly involved with it, is historic buildings, saving historic properties and stuff. The city is pursuing a lawsuit involving the church. You've been involved in that. Where do you stand in terms of trying to save buildings versus moving in and going the demolition route for cleanup?
You know, we need to do a lot of cleanup in Keokuk, but there's a lot of homes that have no value at all that we need to be tearing down. By leaving dilapidated homes in this community, it decreases the value of every home in this community. One thing every good financial advisor will tell you: to diversify with your money. We have only known industry in this community. Henceforth, all we ever want to invest in is industry. We sit here with a wealth of history. I'm trying to get them to understand we need to invest in the resources that we have, and history is a resource that we have. We wouldn't have to manufacture it, give tax incentives to get it here, or make it. It's here. Let's just invest in it. History it draws people. You know, people will come from all over the world to see the history that we have. I work in the tourism industry. I see it. I understand. People come from all over the world to go to Nauvoo, Illinois, which is a fourth of the size of Keokuk. Why aren't we bringing them here? It's a billion-dollar industry. We need to diversify. We need to branch out. By utilizing what we have here, it won't cost us as much. And that's where we can begin to get jobs going again in this community, build resources, tax dollars. You know, tourists spend tax dollars in your community, and yet they don't take as much out as they bring in. And that's money that we can spend on our infrastructure, on our parks, you know, on everything else that we need to do. So I just want people to understand, I'm just trying to invest in an asset that's already here. And the history is an asset. Those buildings have more value than any home. That's why, whether it be that church or the depot or these Main Street buildings, we need to invest in them. You know, people, I'm trying to think of what I want to say. I get lost for my words sometimes. But we just need to invest in what we have here. And we have the history. We have the structure to do it. So to me, it makes so much more sense. Why would you spend $250,000 tearing down a church when you can give them $100,000 to put a roof on it, and you've gone a long way to saving that church? I see people just the other day, somebody standing up there getting their class picture taken in front of our beautiful new red doors. Hello. You know, I see people getting their wedding pictures taken in front of that church. People see the value of that church. So let's us start opening our eyes and seeing the value of it instead of being negative and wanting to tear it down.
What would be your leadership style as mayor? How would you approach meetings, council meetings, meeting with other executives, meetings with entrepreneurs. What would your leadership style be?
You know, I'm a very positive person. I'm a very energetic person. I'm one of those, I don't like negativity. I don't like squabbling back and forth. I try to look at both sides of a situation. I have a unique, you know, everybody's given a certain gift in life. I believe that one of my gifts is to see both sides of a situation. And I weigh the pros and cons on both sides of a situation. And I try to educate the people to see them, to understand why one person sees it that way and why it's good that way, why somebody else sees it another way and why it might be good that way too. And then to teach people to learn to work together. You know, like I said, I don't like division. I like unity. I like peace. With both of those, you get prosperity. And that's what I want to bring to this community. It's just a good, positive, energetic.
Should Keokuk look again at having a city administrator, maybe even putting the mayor to a part-time position and bringing in a professional to run the day-to-day operations? Is that something the city should look at?
You know, I think if you have a good mayor, part of being a good manager or a good mayor is finding your assets and utilizing those assets. Nobody knows everything, and I don't claim to know everything. But when I don't know it, I go find the professional person who does know it, and I utilize their information. So I won't say that we need a manager. If you've got a mayor who's in the position that sees it and gets it and knows it, and is willing to do that, then I don't, you know, a mayor could do that. A mayor could be that one person. If you have a mayor who doesn't see it, who doesn't know it, who doesn't get it, then you probably need to bring in a manager. But that's the job of a manager, is to see the assets and work with those assets.
Any other topics that people have brought up to you, any other issues being passed? Or actually, let me go a different direction with this. Have there been any decisions by the city in recent months or even years that you have just totally said they were wrong in that decision? Anything jump out to you?
No, I really can't think of anything. You know, I'm not one that's going to say everybody was totally wrong, because nobody's ever totally wrong, and I'm never totally right. And I will be the first to admit when I'm not right, you know. And I think that everybody needs to get there. You know, nobody's perfect. And if we would all even admit our own faults to other people, that goes a long way in bridging this gap that we have. But not really, other than, you know, maybe making that decision to cut a police officer without talking to the police department about that. Like I said, you know, I'm not a police officer. I've never run a police department. I wouldn't venture to even think I would know how to run a police department, and I don't want to. That, as a mayor, is not your job. What your job is to invest in a good police force and to know that the person you've hired to run that police force does know what they're doing, and then you take their advice. You know? So,
trying to think. Any other issues I haven't thought to ask about that really stand out for you, that are things that you would push for or anything like that? Again, you don't have the vote, but the mayor kind of can help drive the agenda. Any other issues that really stand out for you?
Well, I just want to see where we're spending our money, what we're investing in. You know, I understand we gave money to a company, Amjets, to come in here. Where's Amjets? Where's our money? You know, I think we need to do our research a little bit more before we go giving out money. I think we need to do our research a little bit more and really weigh the options. You know, how many millions of dollars was giving to the fertilizer plant up there? How many jobs does it produce? How much revenue? How many years are those jobs going to have to be at that plant before we get back the money that we gave them? Is that really smart financial planning? We need to really, really think about things before we go spending any more money or giving any more of the tax dollars away.